Tuari Portiki is with us. He probably likes cucumbers as well. We'll find out in a moment. Tuari's from Tahu and Ngati Mamoe Waitaha, as well as being the Māori development head at Otago Uni. He has had a long interest in and involvement with the New Zealand Drug Foundation. I wanted to talk with Tuari today about rural attitudes to booze, really, because I noted just a couple of days, Riverton, small town down the bottom of the South Island, someone wanted to open another off-licence there. They said, no, look, we've already got a problem in our town with drinking, especially amongst our youth. We've got a toxic drinking culture, as those who were opposed the off-licence request noted. And then sadly over the weekend, and just out of Timaru and Washdyke, we heard of the tragic circumstance of one car loaded up with young fellas hitting a power pole. Five of them died. Some of them 15, 16. Can you imagine getting a call and, you know, in the morning or in the night saying that your beloved son has died in a car crash? Well, that's what this situation has thrown up. And it certainly isn't isolated to those two towns up and down New Zealand. We've got little rural towns where people are full of bravado and booze, and they just continually get out on the terps and drive fast in their modern cars. Tuari Portiki with us to talk about rural New Zealand's drinking culture for a moment. A warm welcome once again, Tuari. Tēnā koe.
Hey, tēnā koe, hoa. Kia ora, tua.
Kia ora, Tuari. Well, mate, you've been in the scene a long time. Could you just pick up where I've just left off too and talk about some of your understanding of rural New Zealand attitudes to drink? We'll talk urban as well, but we'll start off out in our small town New Zealand lifestyles for a moment, please.
I think it's a mix. It's a mixed bag, and I think it would be, you know, it'd be very easy to say it's all bad, but I think I don't think it is. I think there's a history of small towns, the pub being the kind of centre of activity, particularly social activity in a lot of small towns. I mean, sure, they may have halls and clubs and other things, but really, in smaller communities, the pub is the kind of focal point where people gather, where events are celebrated, et cetera, et cetera. And I think, obviously, because of a lack of enforcement in a lot of small towns who don't have a cop living locally or patrolling locally, there is a sense of being able to get away with maybe driving home that perhaps you wouldn't even consider where you're living in an urban environment. So I think we've got a history of those local pubs and stuff in small communities being seen as kind of, you know, almost the social heart of small towns. But like I say, I think also it does lead to an increase, I think, in risky behaviour, particularly around drink driving, obviously. Riverton could be any town, New Zealand. The alcohol outlets are growing exponentially and have been year on year. And despite a significant report released, and I think in 2012 from the Law Commission around alcohol-related harm, very little has been done to address those harms.
80% of booze in New Zealand is sold through off-licences as well, Tuari. So while the pub might be the focal point, it's expensive, much cheaper to buy a box out of the bottle, isn't it? And, maybe that's what most young guys are doing, drinking at the park. And I don't know the circumstances here. They did say that speed and alcohol was a factor in this particular crash. But when we note the figures out of Taitukoro, for instance, and Māori young men with accidents and fatalities, you know, there seems to be a strong culture of, you know, sort of macho and bravado and you know, just getting in behind the wheel and tearing off down the road. Talk with us about booze and its place overall in New Zealand's sort of drug and alcohol culture.
There's two issues, obviously. One is the Riverton issue. The other one is, what, you know, the tragedy that happened in Washdyke, and I mihi to you for acknowledging those whānau. who are suffering, the worst of tragedies at the moment and having to go through what they're going through. Look, I mean, I think the place of alcohol in New Zealand society has been well documented for decades, and that is that it is prevalent everywhere. It is cheap, and getting alcohol availability is getting, there are more outlets available, alcohol is getting cheaper everywhere. And like I say, there was a report written in 2012 which made some recommendations that would have reduced some of those harms, but the government chose not to implement the 5 recommendations that would have had the most impact. I think all we've got to do is think back, you and I think, to our own rangatahitanga and the sorts of things we were doing. When I grew up, alcohol was everywhere. It was sort of like, and it was at every occasion. So if people were having a birthday, they'd be drinking. If people, after a tangi, they'd be drinking. Happy, sad, it didn't seem to matter. Alcohol was always the constant. And then it was also, I think, to an extent, being able to drink, and drinking was kind of a rite of passage, it felt, growing up. It's like you'd arrived. Once you started drinking, you were kind of an adult. Similarly with cars, again, thinking back to my own, I don't know about you, but I can remember driving around in, down south when I was 14 years old in the back of a big old Vauxhall with a bunch of mates on dirt roads sliding around corners. The reason we didn't die, I think, was A, because the Vauxhall wouldn't go over 50 kilometres an hour, even downhill with a tailwind. And secondly, it was built like a tank. So, I think that idea of that getting out there and with your mates and doing that sort of behaviour is not new. It's not a new phenomenon. What's different now is two things. One is availability of alcohol. Secondly, cars that younger people can buy and afford are getting more powerful and can go faster. So, coming back to your initial question, look, alcohol is kind of entrenched, I think, in what has become Kiwi culture. And unfortunately, Māori are a part of that. It's huge. It's everywhere and very, very difficult to kind of stop, really, or reduce the harms.
Are we making enough effort to counteract the good time image that alcohol has been able to... there was a push even, I've spoken before about lessening alcohol sponsorship, visibility. I heard the other day too when I was in a bottle shop buying some booze, you'll excuse me, but the gaffer behind the jump says to me that they're going to put the price of spirits up to bring the price of beer down. I wonder, are we getting into our young people's heads that they're cool as they are? You know what I mean? Celebrating who they are without the stimulants enough. Because as you say, it still remains a rite of passage, or seemingly to young guys in particular, and young women as well, that, if you drink booze, then you're tinkering on adulthood. But are we doing enough to counteract that that perception, Tuari?
Well, no, I don't think we are. But it's such a difficult one because it's sort of, we say one thing and do another. That's always been the problem. And, people are quick to point the finger at young people or whoever the group is, for their drinking behaviour. They're forgetting that there's three fingers pointing back at them. And I remember years ago when I worked at ALAC, that we did a survey of young people's alcohol use. And we asked them some simple questions about, and these are like 14, 17-year-olds, why do you drink? And the reasons they gave were exactly the same reasons that adults give for why they drink. Sociability, to be social, because it's accepted, because it's part of our culture, et cetera, et cetera. So we forget that younger people don't get this idea out of thin air or off the internet. It's what they see around them every day. And so we have a responsibility also in how we, in our behaviour, and to keep an eye on who's watching us, as we if you crack open another bottle or have another wine with our dinner. That the message we're giving very clearly is that this is just a common thing. You go into a supermarket and there's wine and beer right there. It's like any other food. You know, during COVID, the government decided that alcohol was a necessity, so alcohol outlets were allowed to stay open. You've got to get real about, I think, about the messages we're giving and the expectation that any young person, or any adult for that matter, is going to make sense of them and make a sensible choice based on the messages, the mixed messages that we keep giving.
Do as I say, not as I do. I'll have to reassess my stance. Thanks very much for sharing some cordial today, Tuari. About an important kaupapa. But, you know, it's something we all have to be mindful of going forward. Appreciate your time. Thanks a lot.